And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. My name is Michael Lindbaum, and we are brought to you by the Till the Kiln in Frederick, Maryland. The Till the Kiln Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kiln girls. For more on Till the Kiln Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And ladies and gentlemen, today is Tuesday, October 4th. Which means we are now debuting our brand new Tuesday episode for the Experience Hockey Talk, which is NWHL Tuesdays, where it's all NWHL all episode long. And of course, the NWHL will be kicking off their season starting this Friday, October 7th, when the Isabella Cup champion Boston Pride take on the Buffalo Buttes at the Harbor Center in Buffalo, New York. Then, of course, you have two other games this weekend. On Saturday, October 8th, the New York Riveters takes on Boston, also in Buffalo at the Harbor Center. And then Sunday, October 9th, the Connecticut Whale take on the Buffalo Buttes in the Harbor Center in Buffalo, New York. Now, as we move on, we are going to break down each team. We're going to go over their rosters, go over their key additions, key losses, and key storylines to look at for each team going into this season. And we're going to kick off with the Connecticut Whale, who last season were 13-5-0-0 with 26 points. They finished second place in the regular season, but lost in the semifinals to the Buffalo Buttes. The key additions... Oh, wait. And then going into the roster, we're going to do key additions next. The roster for the Connecticut Whale is Shanae Lundberg, Anya Battagino, Jackie Raines, Shannon Doyle, Nicole Costa, Kelly Babstock, Molly Engstrom, Kalia Johnson, Elena Orlando, Michaela Long, Dana Triviano, Sydney Russler, Haley Scarupa, Ivana Billick, Nicole Stock, Joanna Barbio, Jordan Brickner, Nicole Connery, Sam Faber, Laura Brennan, Celeste Brown, Megan Mangine, and Kelly Stack. For the Whale, their key additions were Elena Orlando and Celeste Brown, both from the New York Riveters. However, some of their key losses were Cheyenne D'Arcangelo, who signed with Buffalo, Kaylee Fracken, who signed with New York, Jamie Leonoff, who initially signed with New York but then suffered an injury that will take her out for the season, and then their captain, Jessica Koizumi, who retired at the end, or right before the season was about to begin. For the Connecticut Whale, the biggest questions for them is that after having a very interesting interesting season in general for them, where they went for a couple general managers, there was a coaching change, will the Connecticut Whale have a solid season where they go have a great regular season, but can they translate that into playoff success? How will some of the new players like Elena Orlando and Celeste Brown affect the Connecticut Whale? What will losses like Cheyenne D'Arcangelo and Kaylee Fracken have on the team as well? And what can happen with the loss of their original captain, Jessica Koizumi? So these are things that you need to look at for the Connecticut Whale. Plus, not only that, but what can they do this season differently to take on a team like the Boston Pride, who they never defeated last season? Boston Pride obviously being one of the hottest teams last season in general, going on all the way to winning the Isabel Cup. So for Connecticut, they also need to look at themselves going into the playoffs as well when they get there, because when they lost in the semifinals, they won game one, but Buffalo was able to storm back, tie the series, and then take the best of three series from the Connecticut Whale. So there's a lot of things that the Connecticut Whale need to look at going into this upcoming season. And when they kick off their season on Sunday, October 9th at 7:30 p.m. at the Harbor Center against Buffalo, we will see what the Connecticut Whale will have in store for this season, or what they could potentially show us this season in that game. And then next up, you have the Buffalo Buttes. The Buffalo Buttes last season were 5-9-0-4. They had 14 points in their third place in the regular season, and they're the Isabel Cup runner-ups to the Boston Pride. The roster for the Buffalo Buttes consists of Paige Harrington, Kelly Stedman, Emily Janija, Ashley Vesey, Emily Falzer, Christina Lovey, Megan Bozak, Sarah Casoroso, Lisa Chesson, Ann Schlepler, Jordan Burns, Devin Skeets, Kayla Parsons, Corinne Bowie, Haley Brown, Jackie Greco, Cheyenne D'Arcangelo, Amanda LaVille, Brianne McLaughlin, Kelsey Newman, Courtney Konichika, and Morgan Beekrich. Apologies if I butcher any names. I'm still learning all of them as I go along as well. And then, of course, the key additions for the Buffalo Buttes was Corinne Bowie from Boston and Cheyenne D'Arcangelo from Connecticut. Some of the key losses, however, were Megan Duggan, who went to Boston, Tatiana Rafter, who went to New York, Haley Williams, who was a fan favorite, signing on with the CWHL. Then also the losses of Hannah McGowan, Shelby Brand, and Kelly McDonald. So the Buttes, even though they gained good players in Cheyenne D'Arcangelo and Corinne Bowie, they lost mega name in Megan Duggan, who goes to Boston. They lost a lot of key players, like deaf players, like Tatiana Rafter, Haley Williams, Hannah McGowan, Shelby Bram, and Kelly McDonald. So one has to ask themselves, what is Buffalo doing? Obviously, they also have many other new faces on the team, as do all the other teams. So what impact can those players make to make the Buttes better? Going into this season, obviously, being third place, they only had 5 wins at 9 losses and 4 overtime losses. The Buffalo Buttes definitely want to step up and improve themselves. Picking up Cheyenne D'Arcangelo, Corinne Bowie, definitely good, especially Bowie, who won the Isabel Cup with the Boston Pride. Cheyenne D'Arcangelo was part of the Connecticut Whale that lost to the Buffalo Buttes, so you know she will probably have a chip on her shoulder going, you know what, with this team, we were knocked out in the semifinals. This season, I'm going to the team that knocked us out, and I'm going to help try to take this team to the next level. So, and of course, Buffalo, they have 2 games this weekend. They're hosting the Boston Pride Friday, October 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Harbor Center, and then again the Connecticut Whale at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, October 9th, also at the Harbor Center. And again, key things for Buffalo, you know, what can they do to get to that next step? You know, going 5-9-0-4 in the regular season is one thing, and then being able to become the Isabel Cup runner-ups is another in the playoffs. So can they go, hey, we were this close to winning the championship, let's keep pushing, let's keep going? You know, we'll see. But personally for me, I think the loss of Megan Duggan is a huge blow to the Buffalo Buttes. But at least they still do have their captain, Emily Falzer, another leader on their team, which is Megan Bozek, and probably one of the top goalie, in my opinion, in the league, Brianne McLaughlin, who I felt should have won Goalie of the Year last year. And of course, they also have still, you know, steady defenseman Paige Harrington and top forward Kelly Stedman as well. So for, you know, the Buffalo Buttes, they still have a very good roster. But at the same time, what are they going to do that can get them to have a better regular season, to put them in a better position going into the playoffs this season? And with that, we're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to preview the last 2 teams in the league, which are the New York Riveters and the Boston Pride. So with that, we'll be back from break. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection, or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. Looking for something exciting to do the weekend before Thanksgiving? Then come to DerpyCon. DerpyCon, which is November 18th through 20th, 2016, at the Hyatt Morristown in Morristown, New Jersey, comes to special guests like Todd Haberkorn, Vic McNoya, Uncle Yo, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit DerpyCon.com. Are you a fan of Maryland Championship Wrestling and want to watch past shows? Then never fear, as Rage TV is here for you. For only $4.99 a month, you can relive memories of the shows you have been to or watch past MCW shows you may have not been able to attend live. For more information and to sign up today for Rage TV, go to mcwragetv.com. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans, which is also brought to you by Southern Maryland Comic Con, Sunday, November 13th, 2016, at the Hollywood Volunteer Fire Department in Hollywood, Maryland. Come to Southern Maryland Comic Con, where admission is only $10 and kids are free. For more information and the purchase tickets, go to somd.mdcomiccons.com. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we are continuing our NWHL preview, which, of course, the NWHL kicks off this Friday for their 2016-17 season. And we are now going to take a look at the New York Riveters. The New York Riveters last season were 4-12-0-2 with only 10 points. They're in last place in the league, and they lost in the semifinals to the Boston Pride. The roster for the New York Riveters features Sarah Bryant, Courtney Burke, Tatiana Rafter, Rebecca Morris, Ashley Johnston, Morgan Fritz Ward, Janine Weber, Kaylee Fracken, Madison Packer, Alexa Gruscho, Bray Ketchum, Rebecca Russo, Mai Donch, Julie Herr, Gabby Figuera, Taylor Halsey, Kira Dosdall, Michelle Picard, Amanda Kessel, Sojong Shin, Katie Fitzgerald, and Milika McMillan. For the New York Riveters, their key additions were Tatiana Rafter from Buffalo, Kaylee Fracken from Connecticut, Amanda Kessel, and Sojong Shin. Both were free agents. Key losses were Jenny Scrivens, who retired, Nana Fujimoto, who went back to Japan, Celeste Brown, who went to Connecticut, and Brooke Ammerman. For the New York Riveters, they were the last place team in the league during the regular season. They were swept by the Boston Pride in two games in the semifinals. While losses of Jenny Scrivens and Nana Fujimoto will hurt them because they were both workhorses in the net for the New York Riveters, you cannot deny that by getting Kaylee Fracken, Tatiana Rafter, who's a good deaf player on the team, Amanda Kessel, who is the sister to Pittsburgh Penguins forward Phil Kessel, and of course addition of Sojong Shin, these are additions that will help the New York Riveters. Obviously, they've also done some other additions as well for free agency, who they drafted, stuff like that. But, you know, especially picking up Amanda Kessel. Amanda Kessel is going to be a major game changer for the New York Riveters. She's going to bring that offensive prowess that the New York Riveters needed. And same with Kaylee Fracken. Kaylee Fracken will be able to bring an offensive style of game to the New York Riveters that they also desperately needed last season. They had a very good defense. They still have a very good defense. They still have very good goaltending as well. The key thing, though, was that they needed offense. And for the New York Riveters, I mean, it will stink in a way because they lost Jenny Scrivens and Nana Fujimoto. Obviously, Nana being one of the top players in the league last season, or one of the most popular players in the league last season. She goes back to Japan. Jenny Scrivens, who is also an amazing person on the public relations side as well, she has retired. That is a blow, in my opinion, because, you know, when Nana went down, it was Jenny Scrivens in net who was holding the fort down. She did everything in her power to do so. I think Sojong Shin will do a good job over here. We all know that this is also because, you know, she's from South Korea. South Korea is going to be hosting the Winter Olympics in 2018. Great way to build up that relationship between the NWHL and South Korea to get everyone ready to go to the Winter Olympics in 2018. Big thing for the New York Riveters going into this season also is that they need to, as a team, they need to come together and really step up. They were in last place last season. Obviously, this season, it's only time. They just got so much room to grow. I'd love to see them move up even more. I love to see all four teams just battle it out. Obviously, we all know that Boston will probably be one of the more dominant teams this season yet again. So I would love to see the second seed be the seed that all the other three teams, Connecticut, New York, and Buffalo, just fight and claw over. So big things for the Riveters, especially, like I said, the signings of Kaylee Frack and Amanda Kessel. I think Amanda Kessel will do great things in the NWHL, and not just in the NWHL, but for the NWHL, just based on name recognition alone. And then, of course, you have the Boston Pride. And last season, they were 14-3-0-1, 29 points, and they were your Isabel Cup champions. The roster for the Boston Pride is Alyssa Gagliardi, Jillian Dempsey, Maggie Tervina, Alexandra Bender, Blake Bolden, Jordan Smelker, Marissa Gedman, Lindsay Berman, Brianna Decker, Emily Field, Amanda Pelkey, Megan Duggan, Michaela Levine, Gigi Marvin, Hillary Knight, Casey Bellamy, Denna Lang, Alex Carpenter, Catherine Tomaselli, Brittany Ott, Lawrence Lebunick, Natalie Robinson, Zoe Hickel, and Rachel Lanes. For the Boston Pride, their key additions were Megan Duggan, who they brought in from Buffalo as a free agent, and Alex Carpenter, who was a free agent as well. And their key loss was Corinne Bowie, who went to Buffalo. But honestly, though, even though they really their only key loss was one player and they gained two more, you got to look at the lineup. Pretty much everyone on that lineup for the Boston Pride is almost everybody who was part of that championship team last season. And you have the goalie of the year, Brittany Ott. You have Hillary Knight, who's the most recognized player in the league now, next to Amanda Kessel. Brianna Decker is a great player for the team. Jordan Smelker is a great player for the team. They were able to maintain not just the core players of the championship team, but they were able to retain pretty much the entire championship team with the addition of a couple additions, a big signing in Megan Duggan. So Boston is definitely going to be the team to beat yet again this season. And you got to look at it in from the perspective of Megan Duggan. Why did she move to Boston? Did she feel that she'd have a better chance of winning a championship in Boston? Obviously, the answer to that for everybody is yes, being how the stacked this roster is. Was maybe the vision that they had going forward in Buffalo a reason that she felt, I don't think I fit in these plans? We'll never know. One day, maybe we could ask her and say, hey, you did this change. What led you to want to sign with Boston instead of returning to Buffalo? And then, of course, Boston also has the advantage of a player on their team that they can use as a source of inspiration, and that's Denna Lang. Obviously, as you heard me say, her name was on the roster. She will forever be on this team's roster. She is forever a part of this team. And this team literally revolves around Denna Lang. They fight for her. They go out and they play for her. Ever since she got injured at the Outdoor Women's Classic back at the Winter Classic weekend festivities at Gillette Stadium. So for Boston, they have that source of a reason to fight constantly and a reason to be inspired every game in and game out in Denna Lang. And I think that will be shown this season as well for the Boston Pride. And ladies and gentlemen, this has been my NWHL preview. Unfortunately, we have no interviews today. We were trying to work on it. Things didn't work out as planned. Things happen. But you know what? This is only the first episode of NWHL Tuesday here on the Experience Hockey Talk. So we have a full season. We're going all the way till the end of when they reward the Isabel Cup at the end of the season. So stay tuned every Tuesday here at the Experience Hockey Talk for more on the NWHL. And with that, the NWHL, you can follow them online at www.nwhl.zone and on Twitter @NWHL. And then, of course, as always, we are brought to you, you can follow the podcast at Experience Hockey and on Facebook at facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. And as always, we have been brought to you by the Till the Kill in Frederick, Maryland. Till the Kill, Public Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kill girls. For more on Till the Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until Friday, when we do the NHL Western Conference preview, we will see you on the ice.